Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Saturday, April 16, 2005 in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Earthquakes hit Indonesia throughout the year, but often go unnoticed in world news. On the Indonesian island of Papua, the Association of Christian Schools International is helping rebuild damaged schools, and they're doing it through the fundraising efforts of ACSI Christian School Kids. Dave Wilcox is with ACSI.
It is not just building the body of Christ, it's also expanding the body of Christ. And our kids here in North America really have something to be proud of doing something that really has made a significant difference in the lives of Indonesian kids.
Next, a magnitude 7.0 earthquake struck the city of Fukuoka, Japan on Palm Sunday, leaving extensive damages. The Itoshima Evangelical Free Church was one of the buildings affected and is in need of repairs. The price tag for repairing wall cracks and the extensive roof damage is slated at $20,000. Agency officials established a fund to assist needed repairs and reconstruction of the church. EFCA's main thrust in the area is church planting. Pray that the disruption won't be too extensive. And the International Bible Society recently released the Urdu translation of the Bible after 12 years of work. It makes the contemporary language scriptures available to more than 400 million Urdu speakers. IBS President Peter Bradley says more than that, it opens many doors in a Muslim-dominated society.
We invited 25 Muslim leaders from the northern part of India to receive this new translation. And it was a wonderful time. We met with them for about 4 hours, and they received this holy book, as they call it, with gratitude, and will be taking many copies back to their various villages and cities.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive the free book, Praying for Persecuted Christians in 52 Nations from Open Doors Ministries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.